The Vatican has refused to be served with a federal lawsuit that alleges now Pope Benedict and other church leaders covered up dozens of sexual assaults committed decades ago by Father Lawrence Murphy. The incidents allegedly took place for about 25 years at St. John's School for the Deaf in Franklin. The Vatican says the case should only proceed through diplomatic channels. Gigi Budzinski is the daughter of abuse victim Arthur Budzinski. As Arthur communicated with sign language, Gigi said her father will stay involved with the case.
And I will be with it until the end, and hopefully when we see justice prevail.
The Budzinskis were part of a group of a half dozen people who dropped off a letter to Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Lestecky, asking him to contact Pope Benedict about the lawsuit on the victim's behalf. Peter Isley is Midwest director of the clergy abuse group, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. He says the Vatican is trying to use its presumed diplomatic immunity to ignore the U.S. federal court.
This is really kind of a slap in the face, a back of the hand to the justice system here. And this has been the problem with this issue. We've seen it in Ireland, in Germany now, and elsewhere, that the Holy See, even though they say they're cooperating, they are not cooperating with civil and criminal authorities.
Isley says the victim's lawyers will also ask the U.S. State Department to take up the case with Vatican officials. The Milwaukee Archdiocese did not return a phone call about the letter left for Archbishop Lestecky. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.